Good morning. You're listening to 1180 WFYL. It's a new day. Mike Levins here with Kathy Barnett, and we have a special guest we're going to tell you about in just a moment, but you can call in at 610-539-TALK. We've been talking about a lot of things, everything from the SCOTUS' ruling on gay marriage to Greece and the latest coming out of there with the prime minister, whatever his title is, conceding to Tsipras, Alexis Tsipras, however you say it, basically conceding to austerity measures, but also holding a referendum, which is throwing a little monkey wrench in things as far as negotiations between him and Angela Merkel for these austerity measures. But we've been talking about all that. We want to hear your take on it. 610-539-TALK is the number to call. And in studio right now, we have a special interview lined up for you because, as you know, Pope Francis is going to be coming in September. We haven't really talked about that yet, but we have someone in studio who is going to talk about that with us, and basically he's going to talk about all the different things that we have going on here in Montgomery County when he comes. Edward Harris, we'll just call you Ed. How you doing, Ed?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on this morning. You're Vice President of Marketing and Communications at the Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board, so that represents all of Montgomery County.
Correct.
And prior to joining that board, you served in brand development and digital marketing roles for a select group of global brands, iconic ones like Converse, Timberland, Under Armour, and eBay. You work at a range of creative resources and media networks, digital agencies, and elite athletes and celebrities even have brought strong results to the brands these represented. He joins us on the air right now. It's great to have you once again. So tell us, what's going to be happening when Pope Francis comes up? What are the different things? Of course, locals know that there are some things to do, but I think that there are some more here than maybe we're aware of.
Yes. So first I'd like to say that with Pope Francis coming to the region, this is really a once-in-a-generation, once-in-a-lifetime event that's going to happen down in Philadelphia coming up in September. And leading into his visit, of course, there is the World Meeting of Families, which is also here. And here in Montgomery County, we got together with faith leaders and local businesses and attractions to come up with an event that we're going to host at Valley Forge National Historical Park, which is going to be called Family Day. And Family Day is really about bringing families from all over the world out to Montgomery County, to the park, and learning about our great history and really meeting families from all over the world. The event's going to be Friday, September 25th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the park, and we'll have additional tour guides on hand to share the history of the park. There'll also be food for purchase at the event. And right now, as I sit here, July 1st, it's rapidly approaching, but my team at the Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board are very busy planning out more of the details. We're planning to have some entertainment there and some fun things for the kids. And in the meantime, to find out more information about the Pope's visit and the impact it's going to have to our region, our team developed a website. It's called homeawayfromrome.com.
And I love that name.
I love that name. I think it's so cool.
I can't take credit for it. John Golden on our staff came up with it.
Home Away from Rome. That's catchy.
And so they can go to homeawayfromrome.com to find out more information about the Family Day and
yes,
all the other events.
Exactly.
Awesome.
So when we first heard the news that it was expected that Pope Francis would be staying at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary here in Montgomery County, we started brainstorming ways where we could really put together a welcome message and a website where residents and visitors could learn more information about his visit and things to do in Montgomery County. And so if you go to homeawayfromrome.com, you'll find various sections on things to do for the family, things like religious points of interest, events happening in the region. So we're really excited about it. And we just launched the date for this event last week in a ceremony at the park. So now we're sort of in sprint mode to piece together all the details for this event. But we're expecting a really big turnout, knowing that the Pope Francis Mass is expected to generate close to 2 million people in Philadelphia on Sunday the 27th. So our event is Friday the 25th, and more to come. And I would encourage listeners to visit homeawayfromrome.com to learn more as we add more details.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, I mean, like, this is so interesting. We have some of the best spotlight people coming in, and you are definitely at the very top because I am such a history buff. And so, but my family and I, we just moved here not too long ago, and so I don't know a whole lot about some of the things that are going on. So I'm definitely going to be taking advantage of this, and I'll be looking for you. But tell me a little bit, like, if we came out to Valley Forge Family Day, what are some of the activities? What are some of the things that we will be learning?
Well, we're going to have a very detailed tour available where, you know, you'll be able to go to George Washington's headquarters, mm-hmm. Spend time in our visitor center, and really get a taste for the history of America. And we'll have reenactors on hand dressed in old colonial garb, and we're going to make it really fun. And do it in a modern way.
So it's going to be the whole nine yards.
Absolutely.
You're taking out all the stops for this.
Yeah, and in fact, it, we're treating it as if it's a 4th of July event, which is really big at the park. And obviously that's happening this weekend at Valley Forge National Historical Park. And one thing I do want to mention about this weekend is every year our organization works with a group called the Friends of Valley Forge Park to try to raise money to keep the park the beautiful gem that it is. And the way we do that every year is we have a revolutionary 5-mile run that takes place at the park. That happened back in April, and we raise money with sign-ups so that we can give a check every 4th of July to the park. And I'm happy to say that we were able to raise $35,000 that we'll be giving to the park.
Wow.
This weekend, up from $20,000 last year,
just from people running around.
So it's a combination of runners and their entry fees as well as corporate sponsors.
Yes,
but
you sound so surprised that people would want to that many people would want to run for
just,
health purposes.
$35,000 just people running around. Man, I'm gonna start running around more.
It seems to get bigger every year because it's
what the people get bigger every year. Are
the event the event in terms of just attendance and runners, and it just builds every year. It was our 10th anniversary of the race this past spring, and we're hoping it's going to be bigger next year. Unfortunately, because it's a national park, we do have to cap the number of runners who can participate. But I'm happy to say that we had over 1,200 runners come out this past year.
Wow.
And it's a tough terrain if you haven't been to the park. It's not exactly flat, and so the 5-mile trek is not easy, but we're really happy that we were able to generate, you know, a lot of sign-ups to be able to give back again this year to the park.
Yeah, and a lot of enthusiasm. That is so cool.
Yeah.
So now I know what we're doing for this 4th of July as well. So thank you.
I love history. I love that park in particular. I love Valley Forge Park. And you guys, you know, especially you should check it out this weekend, 4th of July. They're gonna have quite a display over there at the park. So you want to make sure you check that out. But also, you could be with families from around the world.
I thought that was really cool.
You're right, they're going to be coming from all over the globe to see Pope Francis. And you have something to do with your family. This is September 25th from 3 to 5 p.m. You guys can go to the park, and you guys are going to be taking out all the stops, everything that you guys have. And it's going to be a great time and a great day for the family. So you should definitely check it out. And I love the website name again. That's pretty easy to remember. It's Home Away From Rome. HomeAwayFromRome.com. And that's great.
Perfect.
He needs to
brand that. Put his name on it.
Yeah, really.
That is really cool. But, you know, I am interested. What about this traveling kiosk?
Sure. So as I mentioned earlier, although our organization is based in Valley Forge, we represent Montgomery County, PA. And so last summer, we tested a traveling mobile visitor center, which is a kiosk, and it's branded Make It Monco. And so Make It Monco is sort of our backyard marketing campaign.
You guys are awesome with these names.
Yeah, really. You guys are quite clever at all these things. Make It Monco, that's nice.
It's a fun group to work with. And basically, we take this kiosk around the county on most weekends in the summertime, showing up at music festivals, car shows, all kinds of interest, arts festivals, all kinds of interesting things. And we give out brochures about some of the bigger attractions in Montgomery County. And it's great for us because we have a pretty good social media following. And so when we're out with this kiosk in these various towns in Montgomery County, we discover events that we may not be familiar with that we can then go back into the office and tweet out or post. And so this traveling kiosk is back again for year number two of its tour. And it's going to places like Elmwood Park Zoo. It's going to First Friday events in various towns. And you can find out more information about our kiosk schedule at valleyforge.org, O-R-G. And it's another exciting initiative we have lined up for the summer.
Wonderful. So that's valleyforge.org. valleyforge.org. You could also go to Home Away from Rome. This is the event on the 25th from 3 to 5. It's going to coincide with, of course, Pope Francis coming up, and there is a big Register Now button when you get to the website. It's on the homepage to the left with the seal of Valley Forge National Historical Park. Just click on that, and you'll go ahead and get registration all set up for you. Edward Harris, thank you. It's wonderful to have you on this morning. We're going to head to a break here, and we're going to return. When we get back, we'll take more of your call, 610-539-TALK, the number to call. Stay right there.
Hi, everybody. Phil Valentine here. It's great to be back on the air in Philly, and especially when my show is being broadcast from the Cradle of Liberty, Valley Forge area, home of freedom-loving patriots both in times past and today, right here on WFYL 1180 AM.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders charged up Cuba's San Juan Hill and captured it this day, July 1st, 1898. After 8 hours of heavy fighting, over 1,500 Americans lay dead or wounded. Just 4 months prior, the U.S. ship Maine was blown up in Havana's harbor. Roosevelt resigned as Assistant Secretary of the Navy and organized the first volunteer cavalry, made up of pole riders, cowboys, and even Indians. After the battle, President McKinley wrote, "At a time of the glorious achievements of the military at Santiago de Cuba, it is fitting that we should pause and bow before the throne of divine grace."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
If you're looking for a healthy treat today, why not head down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt? It's located in the King of Prussia Mall, the Plaza section opposite L.L. Bean. They have shakes and smoothies and hot fudge sundaes and, yes, even mint chocolate chunk frozen yogurt. And if you tell them you're a listener of WFYL, receive a 10% discount. So today, why not? Head on down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt, located in the King of Prussia Mall.
A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
You know, if you had any idea all the different things that you could do here in Montgomery County, we have so much that I'm learning about here. It's Mike Levins here with Kathy Barnett on It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL. Call in at 610-539-TALK because we will take your calls here. We're talking about headlines. We have an interview, though, in studio with us right now. Edward Harris, who's Vice President of Marketing and Communications at the Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board, representing Montgomery County, PA. Ed, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Really happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Really happy to have you here, Ed. And I'm learning about all the different things that we could do in Montgomery County. I had no idea that we had. I've been seeing around a lot lately the hot air balloons. I don't know why. I live out kind of near the Pottstown, Coventry area. And I've just been seeing hot air balloons. I didn't even know that those were... You could actually do hot air balloon rides. It's kind of a attraction, I guess, in Montgomery County. I had no idea.
Absolutely. And if you're interested in taking a hot air balloon ride, you can find out all of that information at our main website, which is valleyforge.org. And there's a lot of other interesting things that make it a really unique experience if you're interested in getting outside and really unplugging this summer. Not only do we have things like hot air balloon rides that we offer that actually fly out of Pottstown, but there's other interesting things you can do, like horseback riding. A lot of people don't realize, you know, Montgomery County being about 18 miles outside of Center City, Philadelphia, there's all of this great outdoor adventure to be had. And so you can do horseback riding at a place in Collegeville called Red Buffalo Ranch. There's lots of water sports that you can do in Montgomery County. If you want to check out Green Lane Park, they offer pontoon boat rides. They offer paddle boarding, kayaking, lots of cool stuff to do on the water there. Most people are aware of the King of Prussia Mall, of course, which sees 25 million visitors a year. They're undergoing a giant expansion right now. So if you're in the shopping between woo-hoo! King of Prussia Mall,
says Kathy over there, says woohoo.
We have lots of shopping. In fact, we're one of the shopping meccas, I would say, because between King of Prussia Mall, the Philadelphia Premium Outlets up in Limerick, Suburban Square, and Ardmore, and then there's other malls too. There's Plymouth Meeting Mall, Montgomeryville Mall.
I am so impressed by your wealth of knowledge on all the cool places to go to. I know this man knows what he's talking about.
Well, I like to say I feel like I'm the luckiest guy because I get to, you know, talk about all these awesome gems in Montgomery County, and I haven't even mentioned Elmwood Park Zoo over in Norristown, where they have a new red panda exhibit that opened last month, which just adds to some of the other cool interactive exhibits where you can feed giraffes, you can feed bison. It's really a family-centric zoo. It's smaller than the Philadelphia Zoo, but it's very unique. They also have a zip-lining course that flies over the animals if you're adventurous enough to test that out.
Oh, wow.
Done it once, I'm done.
Don't stop over the lions. don't stop over the lions there. Keep the zip line going.
I know.
I had no idea we had all these different things here.
That is so cool. And they can find out about all of this by going to valleyforge.com.
Yes. Valleyforge.org.
Exactly. Okay, valleyforge.org. I will be on there today.
Yeah, and the other thing you'll probably see if you watch Channel 6, ABC 6, we have a new commercial on there right now. You'll see that during the month of July, which kind of showcases a lot of these various attractions. So encourage you to come to our website, though, of course, valleyforge.org, where you'll get all of the information. And one other thing I do want to mention for our history buffs out there, we do have a interactive history tour that we launched not too long ago. It's called PatriotTrails.com. So as you can see, we have a lot of these mini websites that have kind of taken on a life of their own. But at PatriotTrails.com, there's three different itineraries. We offer a half-day itinerary, a full day, and a full weekend itinerary. And basically, it takes you from the park at Valley Forge and throughout Montgomery County to lots of different historical points of interest, everything from Peter Wentz Farmstead up in Lansdale to Hope Lodge in Fort Washington. And it gives you a really good taste of what happened here, you know, hundreds of years ago. And it's really cool if you're into history. I really encourage you to check out PatriotTrails.com.
Well, there's so much history just in this state, but in Montgomery County alone, there's so much more history because of Valley Forge. Just by itself, there's wealths and wealth of history there. Of course, what we were talking about, though, the main thing, though, when the World Meeting of Families occurs on the 25th, 3 to 5 p.m., you're going to have a really special event where it's going to be the Friday right before Pope Francis is going to be speaking on a Sunday Mass, where basically you're going to see families from around the world coming to Valley Forge Park. And you're going to take out all this. And I love history, so I'm imagining you're going to be having, you know, the guys out there in the full Continental Army regalia going and talking to people and even working on formations. Are they going to fire cannons? I would think that would be a pretty pretty cool. If you hear loud booming in the distance, you know where it's coming from. Right. So I love that, the history that is specifically Valley Forge Park. It's so enthralling to me, and it's so peaceful there as well. But you're just going to be able to have a great day from 3 to 5 p.m. September 25th is going to coincide. And the website is homeawayfromrome.com. Which is going to be very, very... I'm sure that's going to be a lot of traffic coming to that. It's really catchy. Homeawayfromrome.com. And you were very gracious. You said that you did not come up with the idea. There was someone else in your team who came up with the idea there, Ed.
That is correct.
I mean, but all of it. Homeawayfromrome.com, and then you have several other Patriot Trails. I mean, and then I'm sitting here looking at you, and I'm thinking, but we're talking about a lot of history, and yet there's so much enthusiasm and youthfulness and energy about it. So I honestly, for one, cannot wait to be a part of it.
Great, yeah, and that's one thing I want to mention is that, you know, we're doing a modern twist on history. I mentioned earlier that the tours
now you're not revising history.
Right,
you're just
exactly.
doing it. Okay.
it's interactive in the sense that you can pull it up on your mobile phone, and the site is what they call responsive, which is a more advanced site, which basically means that whether you're on your phone or, say, an iPad, the site will expand so that it's easy to read and easy to navigate. And so we have directions and everything associated with following, you know, these historical sites around the county.
Completely going into the digital era, which is good in a lot of ways. And there's going to be a lot to do, most certainly. And that website, again, homeawayfromrome.com, and there's a big register now button on the left hand side with the Valley Forge National Historical Park seal. So go ahead, click that, and you could register. And it is welcoming, of course, Pope Francis for the World Meeting of Families, September 22nd to 27th, happening very soon. It's coming right around the corner. We're in the month of July. You guys said you're working around the clock. Is it getting to you? It is.
Well, I wouldn't say it's getting to us. It's really exciting. We've got a really great team at the board, the tourism
Sounds like
board.
It.
A lot of creative people. And one of the other things we're working on is just to welcome the visitors coming from out of town. We're partnering with the hotels in Montgomery County. We have over 70 hotels in Montgomery County. And during that week, we're going to give guests, when they check in, a welcome bag. And we're going to provide brochures and information and coupons and just make sure their visit is spectacular and they want to come back again. So we're really trying to take advantage of this really once-in-a-generation, at least, moment.
Right, exactly,
with the Pope and the types of crowds he's going to draw here. And I think it's good timing as a country to have Pope Francis here.
HomeAwayFromRome.com. That's HomeAwayFromRome.com. Ed Harris is joining us with the Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Ed.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It was a pleasure to have you. We are going to have Ken Souter coming and joining us. He's with Bucksmont Patriots. And we are going to be talking to him about the SCOTUS ruling on homosexual marriage. That's been the topic of discussion this morning in Greece as well. We'll have more on both of those topics when we return on 1180 WFYL.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama announces this morning an American embassy will open in Havana, Cuba, with a Cuban embassy in D.C.
The announcement marks a major step in ending hostilities between the U.S. and Cuba as the nations work to establish formal diplomatic relations. But Florida Republican Congresswoman Eliana Ross-Lehtinen says opening the embassies will not help the cause of freedom for the people of Cuba.
Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. The State Department releases more Hillary Clinton emails from her time as secretary there.
They show conversations between Clinton and Sidney Blumenthal, a former White House aide to President Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton was using Blumenthal as a source of outside information, even though the Obama administration refused him a job in the State Department. It's believed the White House resented Blumenthal because he smeared the president's 2008 campaign.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Fox News. We report.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
So, thank you for coming to my town hall today and how wonderful Common Core is and how much money we got from the federal government for giving up control of education. Any questions?
So, Representative, we have adopted new National Common Core standards, but they are not higher than our existing standards, and they were never really tested.
Well, yes.
And now we have to retrain all our teachers again and make them teach from a script so they can teach to national tests?
Well, yes.
And buy lots of new computers and equipment and copyrighted lessons from the same people who are promoting Common Core?
Well, yes.
And we're going to share all our private, family, medical, disciplinary, and test results with people nationwide. Why are you supporting it?
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
This is Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network, and I want to invite you to listen to our new daily live call-in program, Stand in the Gap Today, each Monday through Friday at noon, right here on WFYL. There's never a shortage of topics surrounding how our faith and freedom are being attacked on every front. This program will equip Christians to stand up for truth and to impact our culture for Christ rather than just being an idle bystander. Join this battle for truth and listen to Stand in the Gap Today every Monday through Friday at noon, right here on WFYL.
We have Ken Souter joining us on the air right now, who is the founder of Bucksmont Christian Patriots for Prayer and Action. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court ruling. Now, this is important because his stance and the organization's stance on this, this is a local organization, again, it's Bucksmont Christian Patriots for Prayer and Action, is important. This is creating this issue, a dividing line in the church. There are some who feel very strongly about that. I'd probably put all of us who are here in studio right now in that basket. We all feel very strongly about this. Other Christians who basically say, well, it's just business as usual. The world is getting darker, and, you know, it is what it is. You know, don't necessarily get all up in arms about it. You know, we can't expect anything else from the world. But we have Ken, who's going to be talking with us a little bit about that and his perspective from his organization. Ken, how you doing this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. Doing fine. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
It's wonderful to have you on. It's great to have you back. We've had you on before. So tell me, what is Bucksmont Christian Patriots for Prayer and Action? What is their position on the Supreme Court's ruling?
Well, our position is that really everything has changed and nothing has changed. I think, as you indicated, this is a real dividing line. And Bucksmont Christian Patriots for Prayer and Action will do what it's continued to do, and that is to pray for the salvation of our nation and to educate patriots about all those things that are in the Bible that we haven't been taught about for many, many years. That Jesus Christ is sovereign over the nations. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
And also, you have to, you know as well as I do that this is unfortunately an issue in the quote-unquote church of whether homosexual marriage is actually something that is biblical or not. Mm-hmm. And I go on that. I'm citing an article here at FoxNews.com. Basically, it reads, "Churches Remain Divided Over Gay Marriage." That is the headline. Now, it starts off, talks about St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Midtown Atlanta, Georgia, where they actually celebrated the passing of homosexual marriage. And here's a quote from the Reverend Dan Matthews of this church in Georgia. "The message I think God has for us today is God loves love.
Period.
Period."
And that's, I mean, it's just foolishness is what it is.
You really
and
like that word, Kathy.
I love it because I think it just sums it all up for us. This is a bunch of foolishness. This is like smack dab in the middle of Romans chapter 1, where the word of God says, thinking they were wise, they became fools. Thinking that they're out there not only doing these things, but they're applauding and encouraging others to do the same foolish things that they're doing. So we think we're wise. We think we're, you know, wise enough to create new natural laws. And the word of God clearly says they became fools. So, yeah, I'm just taking it from God. But, Ken, I love your motto for Bucksmont Christian Patriots for Prayer and Action. It is no sovereign but God, no king but Jesus. And we were talking a little bit before you came on air, because at the top of the hour, we were talking about, Michael and I were talking about, essentially with this ruling, at least in the minds of our legislators, we the people, the 320 million Americans, we became slaves on Friday. And if we didn't know it before, we should know it by now, because who are we without freedom of conscience to say, this is how I believe I should live my life? And now we have people who sit in high places who are now in that position of God, just creating laws. But that flies in the face of your motto, no sovereign but God, no king but Jesus, because our five legislator justices said, no, we're God. We're going to create a new natural law.
Absolutely, Kathy, you're absolutely correct. And that's really the crux of the issue for me. You know, who is your ultimate king? Do we obey and believe everything that our government tells us? If we do, we're back in 1930s Germany, and you see how that ended. We need to understand that there are higher authorities, and that there are times in the life of a Christian, and we have not been taught any of the theology of resistance or any of that type of thing in our churches of the last, you know, 15 or 20 or 30 or even 100 years. We've been so comfortable. We've been so used to just sort of going along and everything was fine. But now we're faced with a choice where we have to decide whether we sin or we commit a crime. Because if we speak out against homosexuality, as the Bible does, we've committed a crime. And if we don't, we've committed a sin. So we are at a place where I think we're going to find out what we are really made of.
The persecuted church is the most healthy church in the world. We see that in China, where the church has been persecuted for years, Christians are growing at astronomical rates. And China may very well become a Christian nation. That is not out of the realm of possibility, meaning that it may be so influenced by Christians that there's a fundamental change in the country at a legal level. And that brings us to another point. Many Christians in this nation have thought that it is inappropriate for Christians to legislate their views through things like homosexual marriage, you know, outlawing that, or, well, I know I'm kind of giving you two questions here, but what do you think about that idea of legislating views as Christians? And also, do you think that there's hope of turning this around?
Legislation is just the reflection of somebody's morals. Okay, so we see now with the legislation that we're getting these days is a reflection of actual paganism in our country. They said for years and years you cannot legislate morality. Well, what they are trying to do is legislate immorality.
Right.
It will not work. The natural order of things will eventually come to light. We will see that this just does not work, this great experiment. The other question was, is there hope? Absolutely. I'm a patriot. Okay, you look back on our history. During the Revolutionary War, certainly they faced a dire situation. They faced the British Army that was well-funded and huge. It was a giant, and they were the Goliath, and our troops were the David, you know. So, yes, the difference being, I think, the hope comes in that we are a nation that prays, and that's the other thing I'd like to emphasize about our group is we don't just get together and rail against the government, but we actually get down on our knees, pray for our nation, because ultimately, until we change hearts and minds, nothing is going to happen, and it's going to be up to the Christians to turn around this country.
You want
to
know people who have real insight and real wisdom? Get together with someone who's a prayer warrior, and that's exactly what you and this group, mm-hmm. you're based around prayer, so mm-hmm. you really do have some mm-hmm. valuable insight and wisdom into this issue. So what is your plan then to go ahead and mobilize Christians to get involved? You know, you are a prayer group, that is your main thrust, but what is your plan to mobilize the body of Christ?
Well, I think ultimately we are going to, first and foremost on the agenda, is to come up with a plan how to respond to our friends and neighbors over this issue of homosexual marriage. I don't even want to call it gay marriage. I know that many do. I don't understand why they do that. It is nothing gay about it. There's a lot of things that are...
You're looking at the old interpretation of the word gay. It just means happy.
Yeah, it just means happy.
I get what you mean there.
But we've adopted that, and I think that's
faux
a shame.
Marriage.
What's that?
Faux.
Oh, yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yes, right. Absolutely. So, the strategy will be how do we engage? How do we engage our neighbors, our friends, in a loving way and a truthful way, because I think nothing's really changed. We still have to engage people speaking the truth in love. That's the pattern, and we don't back away from that. Ultimately, many of them will find that this is a very empty lifestyle. It's riddled with disease and depression, suicide, all these things. We have to be there as a church ready to answer those questions and point them really to the ultimate source of truth and happiness, and that's a saving relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, you said that you're a patriot. You know, when I asked you, is there time to turn this country around, you said we face similar dire situations. But is there anything, because this situation is a little different, meaning that we don't necessarily have a British army coming against us. This is from within.
Right.
And this is a spiritual condition of the nation. Now, we've had two great awakenings in our nation's history. Essentially, they were revivals. You know, what other precedents do you see that are similar to the situation we face today historically?
I don't know. I think it's hard to say. This is different, totally different than anything before. It's the enemy is within. There's no outside invaders coming in. But it's our friends and our neighbors who are actually, in some respects, our enemies. We hate to say that, but it is true. But the ultimate way to fight this war is through truth. And the scriptures tell us how to do that. The sword of the word of God is what we need to use in this battle. And we need to know our Bibles, frankly. We need to know theology. We need to know doctrine. There's a lot of things that many churches have not been teaching for years and years. And so now we're totally unprepared. And that's part of what we're trying to do, is to build a base of doctrine and teaching so that people can respond appropriately.
Now, we've got to head to a break, but I just want to leave with this fact, and then we'll continue the conversation when we come back. But this is from CDC.gov. So from the CDC, LGBTQ youth, and Q meaning questioning youth, are also an increased risk for suicidal thoughts and behaviors, suicide attempts, and suicide. A nationally representative study of adolescents in grades 7 through 12 found that lesbian, gay, and bisexual youth were more than twice as likely to have attempted suicide as their heterosexual peers. More studies are needed to better understand the risks for suicide among transgender youth. However, one study with 55 transgender youth found that about 25% reported suicide attempts. I mean, to me, I go, is that sound like freedom? And people would say that's because of people like you and me saying
bullying,
it's wrong.
No.
But the lifestyle, everyone's getting behind it now. And are those going to change? I don't think so.
Have you checked out our podcasts on our WFYL homepage? Did you know you could stream us anytime, night or day, 24/7?
at 1180WFYL.com. If you like what you hear on WFYL, please email us at info@1180WFYL.com to let us know.
Hi, this is Carla Dedessi, author of the Julia Learns book series and host of Your Family Matters here at 1180WFYL. Let's make 2015 the year that we read quality books to our children, the future leaders of this country. Please start with my book series, Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely and Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely. Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely is instructing our children to vote with conservative values and the importance of planting those seeds deeply into our children's hearts at an early age. Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely is planting seeds deeply for truth and nobility and righteousness that we see in traditional marriage. They are the only books that are sharing this message with our children, the future leaders of the United States of America. And please keep a lookout for a third book that will be launched this April 2015, Julia Learns How to Protect Life Wisely. Remember, today's readers are tomorrow's future leaders.
The Julia Learns series can be purchased as ebooks, printed books, and on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other Christian retailers.
Hi, this is Nancy Becker, the Recorder of Deeds in Montgomery County. I'd like to read a quote from Mark Twain. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, and brave, and hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, and then it costs nothing to be a patriot.
First Thursday of each month from 6 to 8 p.m. is Thrifty Thursdays at Homeworks Premium Thrift, and it's the place to be. Please come join us. Browse our 12,000 square foot store for gently used items of all kinds, apparel, household items, books, furniture, and appliances. We offer free pickup for large loads, appliances, and furniture. Have a question about life or need prayer? Ask us. We'll be glad to talk or pray with you. We are located in Douglasville on Route 422, and we are open until 8 p.m. every first Thursday. Visit us at homeworkspremiumthrift.org and on Facebook. Looking forward to seeing you.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.
You know, I don't like that just because we have a stance against homosexuality, we are looked at as bullies. You know, honestly, when I was a kid, I was bullied. I was bullied to great extent when I was a kid in a lot of ways. Now, also stood up for myself and sometimes too, and that had a lot to do with fixing the situation as well. But, you know, for people to say that we're bullying people, we're bullying LGBT and Q youth for taking a stance on homosexuality just because I believe something that's different from them, I shouldn't be accused of bullying them, or because that's what people would say. We were just reading some rates that said increased risk among LGBTQ youth for suicide and for attempted suicide, and that's terrible. And the way that I see it, that my perspective, okay, and Jesus loves them just as much as he loves me and desires me to come to him with my issues and to come to him with my sin, repent, and desires that just as much for me as he does for any LGBTQ youth, adult, whatever you want to be, whatever you want to be called. He has that same amount of love, but to have that, because we have different views, that
things like that could be looked at as, well, you're hating them. You're doing, well, I have a difference of view on them.
I don't even go down that bunny trail with them, right? Trying to prove, no, I'm not racist. No. I love people. No, you know what? Look, here are the facts, right? Because you only have people attention span for a very short period of time. So let me just speak truth
before
into that.
Yeah,
right. Before they tune you out, I'm not even going to go down that bunny trail. I know what's in my heart. I know what is motivating me. Let's just stick to the facts, ma'am. Just kind of move on that. But one of the things I wanted to get to, Ken, and I wanted you to respond on it as well, Michael. But you know, so many people are saying, you know, like, does God say anything about homosexuality? Is he just kind of ambiguous? Is it even in the Bible at all? And so, listen, guys, I want you to go get your pen and paper. I'm going to say it to you again a little bit later on, but listen to this right here. And this is just kind of a spattering of some of the things. And this is not God being ambiguous about it and kind of around and about and never really calling it out. He calls homosexuality out specifically numerous times. And then generally he will come back and put a spotlight on it and just kind of expound on the sin of homosexuality specifically throughout all of scripture. This is Old and New Testament. Here we go. Got your pen? Here we go. Genesis chapter 18 and 19. Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 5. Leviticus 20:13. 1 Corinthians 6:9, Romans chapter 1, verse 24 through 32, 1 Timothy 1:10, Jude 1:7, and the list can go on and on and on. Those are just some of the ones I just wanted to just bring to you and put it out there. God has something very specifically to say about homosexuality. And so now the question becomes, do you believe the word of God? And if you believe the word of God, my fellow Christian, line up to the word of God. No more time for what you're thinking. What do you think?
Absolutely. I've at least grown up in a lot of churches that they really never emphasized the Old Testament. Okay. The law. Okay. We are in the age of grace. They call that dispensationalism. So we have a de-emphasis on the law. Well, the law is God's moral character. Has that changed because we become Christians? Absolutely not. The Ten Commandments are still the Ten Commandments, and God doesn't look at it any different in terms of how he judges the breaking those laws. You have sodomy. I mean, this is something that God took very serious in the Old Testament. They were punishable by death. Now, why? Because it is such a serious and heinous crime against humanity, and not only that, it invites the wrath of God on a country. I'm a patriot. I love my country. I don't want that to happen to my country.
Right. And, well, and the error comes in that we think that because we're under grace, that right and wrong goes out the window.
Exactly.
But what the error is that grace enables us, that grace and forgiveness, so if we do mess up,
it draws us.
Right.
It is not supposed to harden us.
Right. And if we do mess up, that, hey, it's okay. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off. That's why Jesus died for you. Okay. So that when you do sin, and that's where 1 John even comes in. If any of us claim to be without sin, that's talking to Christians. If any of us claims to be without sin, the truth is not in him, and he deceives himself.
Exactly.
We all sin, even as Christians. And that grace is there to say that, hey, dust yourself off, pick yourself up, okay? You could still live according to God's grace, and you could still live the right way. We're going to make mistakes. That's the purpose of the grace, so that we can do the right thing. That's why the grace is there. And that's the error that's made. They think that grace is just there to wipe away any kind of obligation to right or wrong. It's to enable us to live the right way. That's what the grace is there for. That's the life of the gospel. And I'm preaching now, but that's what it is.
Absolutely. Just because we're saved does not do away with the law. The good news of salvation is that we can be freed from the penalty of that violation of that. But ultimately, we're still under the law. I think it's somewhere Paul says in Romans where he says, you know, because I've now been saved, does that make the law void? No, God forbid it does not. So this is the big mistake. I'm saved. I can do whatever I want. God will just forgive me.
No.
That is terrible theology. In terms of
about your heart.
It is. It's absolutely about your heart. And you know, when you're a true born-again Christian, the Word of God says that you love the law of God. It is my meditation all the day long. That's what it says. Do you meditate on the law of God all the day long? I mean, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, so many weapons of mass distraction today. We've got our iPhones, our iPads, yes. our televisions, and all these things. We don't even have time to
very
even think.
Very clever.
I right love there, that. Weapons of mass distraction.
Weapons of mass distraction. And also, Satan's true. Clever. You know?
Well, and also, should we sit there and, because the law says, should we sit there and kill homosexuals? You know, people right. go, well, if the law is, you know, that's what we should do, is that what we should do? No, those were laws given to Israel as a nation on how to govern themselves.
As
those
he
were
was,
national
as
laws.
As he was bringing them into an environment surrounded by people that were heinous and doing all kinds of things. And he said, no, you are my peculiar people. This is how you're going to set yourself apart from that. But there's really no need even going down that rabbit trail with people who want to try to call you out on that.
Right. No, but just to answer, because the question is there, you know, and that's what we need to make sure that we're never afraid. The truth is never afraid of the question. Now, I'm ready for it this morning. You ready for it? I definitely am. It's because we need it now. It's time for your daily facepalm. All right, so this one is about none other than a tourist, the perfect candidate for a daily facepalm today. This comes from mirror.co.uk. Well, there was a brave tourist in Mexico who thought that she would be brave and demonstrate her bravery by challenging something much larger than her. Well, a tourist thought that it would be a bright idea to jump into an enclosure for a particular animal and see if she could actually make herself one with nature. That's my commentary on the situation. Well, in doing so, she jumped into a crocodile enclosure and tried to poke and prod the crocodile. You wonder, where do people think that they can do this kind of thing? Well, apparently the crocodile wasn't too happy about that, and actually, there's video of this lady. You could see her trying to poke and prod and even, it looks like, kicking this crocodile in the enclosure, and immediately it rips around its head and snaps at the woman. And apparently she was shocked by this. That's the thing that I can't get there. She was shocked at the fact that this is how the thing acted. We gotta wrap up the program today, but I'll leave you with something funny for your day. Remember, in all these things, Jesus Christ is Lord. Don't ever forget that. And no matter what happens, we could always look to him for faith. We could always look to him for grace. And thank you, Ken, for joining us on the air this morning. We'll see you tomorrow, 7 to 9 on It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL. Laura Ingram is next.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program. Or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Jeff Bush here from Informed Family Financial Services, located right here in Norristown. Are you worried about creating a reliable and predictable income stream in retirement? That's exactly what we do when we craft your very own personalized asset cycle portfolio plan. Give me a call today at 610-630-4495 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. That's 610-630-4495. Representative of USA Financial Securities member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment